Good morning. My guest this morning is Jeff Nathanson from the Museums of Sonoma County. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It's so great to be here.
Good to have you. We're talking about the museum's art and solstice closing party, which is tomorrow, actually, between 5 and 7 p.m. Talk about it. What's going to go on?
Well, this is really exciting because we have over 40 artists who are exhibiting in the art museum. And the work is available for purchase through a silent auction process. And we have incredibly great quality work this year in a whole range of media, painting, prints, drawings, sculpture. Pretty much there's a style and a medium for pretty much everybody in almost every price range from about $25 on up.
Wow, last minute shopping.
Yeah, well, so if you know somebody who appreciates fine art, there's watercolors and landscapes, and there's abstract acrylic paintings, and there's a whole range of different kinds of styles. But the fun thing about the event is that we will be closing the bidding on the silent auction. That's going to be about 6 o'clock. And then after that, we are going to have this interactive light projection performance. A wonderful guy named Matt Coons. It's got music. It's got light in honor of the solstice. That's kind of the theme. Uh-huh. And it's actually very, it's very psychedelic and very cool. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
The works of art that will be for sale, are these local artists?
Yes, these are all local and regional artists. Uh-huh. And as I said, there's over 40 artists participating. Most of the work was donated by the artists. Some of the work comes from collectors. A majority of the works are actually full donations to the museum, but we gave artists the option to also do 50-50 split. Uh-huh. So in many cases, the artists are also benefiting from the sale of their work.
Oh, great.
So you can purchase art knowing you're supporting the Museums of Sonoma County, which is a wonderful organization that serves the community. And then you can also be supporting local artists.
Well, being that this is the closing party for the solstice exhibition. What's next?
Opening? I should mention that if people want to come in earlier than 5 o'clock and get a preview, mm-hmm. it's open to the public. Our regular hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, great. Yes.
Then concurrent with this exhibit, and people who've been to the museums know there are two museums next door to each other down on 7th Street, right off of B Street in downtown Santa Rosa. Uh-huh. The Art Museum is the site for the Art and Solstice Exhibition, Sale and Party. And then in the History Museum right next door, we have a wonderful exhibit right now called Artistry in Wood. And this is the Sonoma County Woodworkers Association.
Ooh.
If you like fine woodworking, this
How have I missed that?
Oh, it's fantastic. And anyway, that show is going to be up for a little while longer. And I just have my announcement here. I'm going to take a look.
Okay.
Through January 7th.
Okay, great.
Then we have two new shows opening on January 20th in the Art Museum and in the History Museum.
Do you think that there's more notice directed toward the museums of Sonoma County in recent years?
I think more notice in recent years, and especially, it's a sad reality, but I think it's also important because of the wildfires that we all experienced in October. The museums have been one of the leading organizations to deal with some of the creative expression and also collecting items for a permanent collection related to the wildfire, so that in future years that we have the permanent record and the history preserved, so we can tell that story in the future.
Right.
And it's a really important function.
Let's tell people once again that the Art and Solstice closing party is Thursday, December 21st, 5 to 7 p.m., and admission is free. Thanks for coming in, Jeff. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.